弟兄姐妹平安。波弟兄来的时候，他说他战战兢兢，我更是要战战兢兢。我们先做个祷告。Heavenly Father, we come before you, we come before your throne, we bow down and worship you, Lord. It is you who draw us to you. Lord, we just ask that you would be with us this time. Lord, speak to us, not from man's word, but from God's word. Lord, open our hearts and to receive your word, Lord. May you be glorified here. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, so sometimes I forget I'm supposed to speak English.
我是忘了我今天要讲英文的。
This is a very familiar passage.
我们今天读的这段是大家比较熟悉的一段经文。
And I'm sure you have heard a lot of preachings about this many times before.
我相信你大概也听关于这一段圣经的讲道已经听过很多次了。
When Brother Bo, 弟兄, he came to share one of his message on Saturday. He used this passage, especially verse 7 and verse 8.
我们上礼拜那个伯弟兄在这边交通的时候，尤其是礼拜六他讲道的时候，就讲到了这个第七节、第八节。
And about when we abide, when we remain in the vine in Jesus, then we have fellowship with him and deep fellowship so that we know his will. So when we pray, we know how to pray.
他上个礼拜讲到的时候特别讲到什么叫做住在基督里啊，他就是待在基督里，这样子因为我们在基督里，我们就和基督有交通。
So it makes me think about how this being abiding in Christ is something that is something similar to our theme this year.
So 我就因为他讲到，我就想说这个住在基督里跟我们今年教会的主题在基督里有什么样的关系。
So if you're new to this meeting, then our theme this year is from John 10:10, where Jesus said, "I came that you may have life and have it abundantly."
我们今年教会的主题就是耶稣说，我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
So before we go into the passage, a little bit of background, what's happening here.
在进入这个主题之前，先讲一讲这段经文的背景。
Apostle John used 5 chapters to record the things that Jesus said and did in a matter of a few hours.
使徒约翰用了5章圣经的篇幅来记载耶稣在最后晚餐之后那段时间大概一两个小时内讲的一段话。
From chapter 13 through chapter 17.
从约翰福音第13章到17章。
Chapter 13 started with Jesus washing the disciples' feet.
13章开始就先讲到耶稣为他的门徒洗脚。
And then he went on to foretell Judas' betrayal and Peter's denial.
然后他又耶稣就预告了犹大会要出卖他，又预告了彼得会不认他。
He also gave them a new commandment to love one another just as Jesus loved them.
他又给门徒一个新的命令，就是要彼此相爱，就像耶稣爱他们一样。
Then in chapter 14, Jesus comforted the disciples. There's only 11 of them because Judas has already left.
然后第十四章讲到耶稣安慰门徒，因为 他因为他说他要离开他们了，所以门徒需要被安慰，但是当时只有十一个门徒，因为犹大已经出去卖主去了。
Jesus told the disciples he will prepare a place for them and come back and take them to where he is.
耶稣跟门徒讲说他会离开他们，但是他去一个父的家里为他们预备地方去，然后他还会回来接他们。
That's when Jesus told them that I am the way, the truth, and the life.
就是在那个场合耶稣说我就是道路真理生命。
So he is the way where he to the Father.
只有借着他这个道路人才能够到父那里去。
And he also told them that when he's gone, he will send the Holy Spirit.
他也说到他走了就要派圣灵来。
And this Holy Spirit will teach them all things and remind them of everything that Jesus has said to them.
圣灵会教导门徒关于耶稣的事，也会叫门徒想起耶稣所说的话。
So at the end of chapter 14, Jesus said, "Rise, let us go from here."
在十四章结尾的时候，耶稣说：“起来，我们走吧。”
So that's when they left the upper room and left Jerusalem and headed for the Garden of Gethsemane.
这就是他们离开马可楼然后到那个克西马尼园去了。
It's also probably this time when Jesus see the vines, the vineyards, and the slope of Mount Olives.
也可能就是在这个场景，他们在经过这个橄榄山的时候，耶稣看见了那个山上的葡萄园，他就跟他们讲了这段葡萄树的比喻。
So Jesus used that as an object lesson for the disciples.
所以耶稣就现场触景生情跟他们讲，用葡萄树来跟他们讲了一段道理。
Chapter 15 verse 1 says, Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener.
15章1节就说，耶稣说，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
Of all the seven I am statements Jesus that was recorded in the Gospel of John,
在约翰福音里面，耶稣总共有七次讲到我是啊，一后面有个名词。
And only two of them have an adjective attached to it.
只有两个地方他说我是的时候中间还加了个形容词。
One is I am the good shepherd.
一个是说我是好牧人，那个好是个形容词。
And delineate him from all other shepherds because only God is good and Jesus is God.
他这个是相对于其他的牧人来讲，只有神自己，耶稣就是神，他是那个好牧人。
And the other one is this one here, I am the true vine.
所以另外一个就在这里的讲到说我是真葡萄树，那个真是个形容词。
So why did Jesus said not just said I am the vine and I am the true, instead he said I am the true vine.
他自己说他不说我是葡萄树，而是说他我是真葡萄树。
So let's look at Psalm 80 verse 8.
我们来看一下这个诗篇88篇，诗篇80篇。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Here it says, You brought a vine out of Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it.
那里说到，你从埃及挪出一棵葡萄树，赶出外邦人，把这树栽上。
Verse 9 says, You cleared the ground for it, and it took deep root and filled the land.
然后这里说到他把这个地培植好，然后让这个树长好。
So this vine here referred to the nation of Israel.
这个葡萄树讲指的就是以色列国。
God's chosen people.
就神的选民。
And then we can also look at Isaiah chapter 5 verse 1 to 4 and then verse 7.
另外一处讲到这个葡萄树呢，我们可以看以赛亚书第五章一到四节，然后第七节。
Verse 1 said, Let me sing for my beloved, my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved has a vineyard on a very fertile hill. He dug it and cleared it of stones, and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it, and hewed out a wine vat in it. And he looked for it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it? When I look for it to yield grapes, why did it yield wild grapes? And verse 7 says, for the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah and his pleasing planting, and he looked for justice, but behold, bloodshed. For righteousness, but behold, an outcry.
所以以赛亚书 五章一到四节这里这样说，我要为我所亲爱的唱歌，是我所爱者的歌，论他葡萄园的事。我所亲爱的有葡萄园在肥美的山岗上，他刨挖园子，剪去石头，栽种上好的葡萄树，在园中盖了一座楼，又凿出压酒池，指望结好葡萄，反倒结了野葡萄。耶路撒冷的居民和犹大人呐、啊，请你们现今在我与我的葡萄园中断定是非。我为我葡萄园所做之外，还有什么可做的呢？我指望结好葡萄，怎么倒结了野葡萄呢？第七节，万军之耶和华的葡萄园就是以色列家，他所喜爱的树就是犹大人，他指望的公平，谁知倒有暴虐；指望的是公义，谁知倒有冤声。
So the disciples is familiar with these passages, and they know that the nation of the house of Israel is vineyard, God's vineyard.
所以门徒都很熟悉这些旧约经文，他们知道他当耶稣讲到这个葡萄园的时候，指的是以色列国。
God prepared and dug and cleared out all the stones and planted choice vines in this very fertile land. And he even built a watchtower for protection and a wine press for provision. But it only yielded wild grapes.
就像这个经文说，神挖了个园子，捡去石头，施肥，栽种上好的葡萄树，还在葡萄园中盖了一座楼，又凿出压酒池，指望的就是结好葡萄，结果反结出了野葡萄。
And so God removed the hedge of protection and broke down the walls to let the vineyard be trampled down.
所以神就愤怒，把这个葡萄园中间的篱笆拆去，把这个葡萄园的这个一切的防卫系统都拿走，让任人践踏这个葡萄园。
It was made waste and not pruned or hoed.
所以这个葡萄园就变成一个荒废之地。
So this was Isaiah's vision of Judah, at the time, and sure enough, the nation of Judah was later exiled to Babylon.
所以这就是以赛亚对于犹大国的预言，这个果然如此，犹大后来就亡国，这个犹大的民也被掳走了。
And even at Jesus' time, the Israelites see themselves as God's vineyard.
所以有以色列人，他们看自己就是神的葡萄园。
But this vineyard is filled with vines that is not life-giving.
但是他们这个葡萄园里面所结的果子并没有生命。
The vines are like the dead religious institutions such as the Pharisees.
他们这个园里面这个葡萄树就是一个守着传统的就像法利赛人他那套的宗教体系。
They're not only not life-giving, and if they bear fruit, the fruit are wild grapes.
他们不仅没有生命，他就算结出果子的话，那个果子也不是好葡萄，而是野葡萄。
And that's not what God is looking for.
这个不是神所要的东西。
So when Jesus said, I am the true vine,
当耶稣说我是真葡萄树的时候,
he is trying to distinguish himself from the religious institutions.
他是要把自己和当时他们的整个那一套的宗教体系给它分开，做个对比。
And Jesus is the true vine because it is life-giving.
耶稣是真葡萄树，他能够真正的给人生命。
Verse 2 says, Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, and it may bear more fruit.
十五章第二节说，凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
There are two types of branches here.
这里有两种枝子。
Both of them are connected to the vine.
这两种枝子都结在葡萄树上。
One does not bear fruit, and the other bears fruit.
这两种枝子，一种是结果子的枝子，一种是不结果子的枝子。
And the one that does not bear fruit, the Father takes away.
那个不结果子的枝子呢，神就把它剪了。
And they gathered, and thrown into the fire and burned.
那剪了以后，人就捡去，把它丢到火里烧了。
The other bears fruit, the Father prunes it so that it will bear more fruit.
对于结果子的枝子呢，神就修理干净，让枝子结果子更多。
I think the branch that does not bear fruit, refers to Judas.
所以我觉得他这里说到不结果子的枝子，指的是犹大。
Because Jesus is speaking specifically here to his disciples.
因为耶稣这一段是对着门徒讲的。
And just a few hours ago, he foretold the Judas betrayal.
就在几个小时前，耶稣还预告了犹大将要卖主。
And in chapter 17, when Jesus prayed for his disciples,
在十七章里面，耶稣为他的门徒祷告。
He said none had been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that the scripture would be fulfilled.
他那里说到，除了那个灭亡之子，没有一个门徒失落的。
So the scripture that was fulfilled was Psalm 41:9.
那在这一节应验的就是在诗篇四十一篇第九节。
It says, "Even my close friend in whom I trusted." Who ate my bread has lifted his heel against me.
那个诗篇预言了将来耶稣被卖的场景，就说到与我同桌吃饭的人用脚踢我。
And for the branch that was bearing fruit, the Father prunes.
那对于结果子的枝子，神就要修理。
Sometimes when we see other Christians or God's servant suffer from sickness or financial pressure or trouble at work,
有时候我们看神的仆人或者是我们的基督徒的弟兄姊妹，他们可能健康出了问题，或者说经济状况出了问题，或者在工作上遇到难处。
Or marital problems, or parenting issues,
或者家里出了各式各样的问题。
Even misunderstandings or disagreements between brothers and sisters at church,
甚至教会的弟兄姊妹不和睦。
We wonder what's going on. We wonder why that has happened to somebody who loves God.
我们常常会想哈，对于一个爱主的人，为什么他会经历到这些难处呢？
So here, because every branch that does bear fruit, the Father prunes and clean it up so that it can bear more fruit.
这个经文说，凡结果子的枝子，神就修理干净， 使枝子结果子更多。
Sometimes in a vine that grows very well, maybe have a lot of leaves, a lot of shoots going up.
当一个葡萄树长得枝叶茂密的时候，
it actually shades some of the other branches from sunlight.
它这个枝叶茂密到一个程度，把其他的枝子需要的阳光都挡住了。
And so some of the other branches may not be able to bear fruit, or the fruit is going to be really small.
就因为某些枝子长，这个叶子长得太大，把其他枝子的阳光挡住，其他枝子就长不好或者结不出好的果子。
So, the gardener prunes to maintain the overall health of the vine.
所以这个园丁就照着他的计划把这个结果子枝子都要修理，让所有的枝子都能够得到养分，得到阳光，一起成长。
So sometimes if our ego is too strong, ego 自我
啊，知道你有时候我们的这个自我可能太强了，不肯接受这个神的修理。
The father, the gardener will prune.
不管你强不强，神照样要修理。
Jesus used this metaphor to let the disciples know that they need to remain in Him.
耶稣就用这个比喻跟门徒讲说，他们必须住在基督里。
A branch must remain connected to the vine to get the life-sustaining nutrients for growth and fruit bearing.
所以，一个枝子一定要接在葡萄树上，这样才能得到那个树根的那个。枝叶和滋润。
And no branch can bear fruit by itself.
那一个枝子不能靠着自己结果子的，它必须连在葡萄树上才能结果子。
And this metaphor, the vine is life-giving, as in Jesus came that we may have life.
这就告诉我们说，我们必须在基督里，然后从才能够得到基督的那个生命。
And fruit-bearing is the external evidence of having life abundantly.
当你得到基督的生命并且得到更丰盛的时候，你就很自然的会结果子。
If there's no fruit, there's no life.
如果你没有结果子，那从反过来讲说，你可能就没有生命。
Maybe you disagree with that because maybe it still have leaves, maybe it's still green.
你可能会不同意哈，觉得这个葡萄树，你看又有枝。又有叶子，又颜色又绿，怎么会是个没有生命的呢？
But a branch that but that's not the life that Jesus is looking for. Jesus is looking for the bearing of fruit because that gives glory to God.
所以神要看着的不是枝繁叶茂的一个植物，而是要一个结果子的这个葡萄树。不结果子，只长枝子、长叶子，再怎么长得好，也不是神要的。
And verse 8 says, "This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples."
这里经文也说，第八节说，你们多结果子，不是多长叶子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。所以神要的是结果子，不是只长叶子。
So, how do we remain in Christ?
下一个我就要想想，我们怎样子在基督里。
Verse 9 and 10 says, "As the Father loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's command and remain in His love."
第九节说，我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
So, living in obedience is one of necessary to remain in Christ.
这里讲到遵守耶稣的命令， 就是住在基督里的一个非常重要的条件。
When we look at Jesus himself, Philippians 2:8 says, being found in a human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
我们看见耶稣自己给我们一个非常好的榜样，他也是遵守父的命令。那里腓立比书2:8说，他既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上，所以他顺服了父的心愿。
And Ephesians 6, 1 through 3 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land.
在以弗所书6:1-3这里也说哈，你们做儿女的要在主里面听从父母，这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
And God is fair. He gives the command to the children to obey the parents, and also give command to the father, because that following verse in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4 says, Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in discipline and instruction of the Lord.
所以神是很公平的，他不仅教导吩咐做儿女的要顺服父母，他也吩咐做父亲的，第四节说，你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
There is another verse that is similar to this in Colossians 3:21 says, Fathers, do not provoke your children lest they become discouraged.
在哥罗西书里面也讲到类似的经文，就说你们做父亲的不要去惹儿女的气。
And fathers are the leaders in the family.
做父亲的是一个家里面的领袖。
So sometimes the words, if the words are too harsh, the children will be provoked to anger.
这里说让你的父亲讲话，如果这个讲得太重的话呢，你的儿女可能就会有反叛了。
And Asian parents a lot of times have set very high expectations for kids, and that's not wrong.
我们这从亚洲来的做父亲的做母亲的，常常对于儿女设立一个很高的标准。
But sometimes each individual standard may be different.
对于每一个孩子的标准可能不一样。
And fathers need to as the Bible verse tells us, we need to bring them up in discipline and instruction of the Lord.
所以我们做父亲的要记得主的吩咐，就是要照着主的教训和警戒养育儿女。
But if they are provoked to anger, then the children may be pushed away from trusting and respecting the parents.
这如果惩罚太重，惹到儿女的气的话，反而把他们推向远离父母的那一面。
I not anybody here, so not to worry. There are I've heard kids talk about how they see their parents are hypocritical because they say one thing and then they do something different.
所以有的孩子跟我说，并不是说在座的某一位家长哈，就是他说他们的父母有点假冒伪善，在说一套做一套。
So, those that child no longer come to church.
所以那个孩子也就再也不来教会了。
So I think it is, Galatians 5:26 says, let us not become conceited, provoking one another.
这个
加拉太书五章二十六节 ,Galatians 5:26.
所以加拉太书五章二十六节说，加拉太五章二十六，不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
It says, this has led us, that means all of us.
Okay, 这里说的让我们不要贪图虚名。
So not just fathers, not to provoke the child, also children, do not provoke your parents.
这讲的不仅是做父母的不要去让惹儿女的气，也讲到儿女不要去惹父母的气。
Honor your father and mother.
要孝敬父母。
And you are responsible to God for your actions.
所以这是对着儿女讲的，要孝敬父母。你在神面前要负的责任，就是要做你所当做的。
And your parents are responsible to God for their actions.
你的父母在神面前责任就是做他们当做的。
When we all do our parts in obeying God's command, we have a family in harmony, and that gives glory to God.
当家庭的每一个成员都照着主的吩咐来做你当做的事情的时候，那这个家里就有和睦，让神就得到荣耀。
In Ephesians chapter 6, 5-8, let's just do 5. Bondservants, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart as you would Christ.
以弗所书第六章第五节，他说，这是对仆人讲的，说你们做仆人的要恐惧战惊，用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一般。
Many of us are employees at a company, and they are earthly masters.
我们大部分在座的都是在公司里面上班的，都上面都有个老板。
And when we serve them, we serve them like we are serving Christ.
当你为你老板工作的时候，你就好像是在为主工作。
Don't compromise your standard in Christ.
这里说要用诚实的心顺从你们肉身的主人。
And in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 9 it says, Master, do the same to them by stopping your threatening, knowing that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and that there is no partiality with him.
所以神对做主人的一样有话说，第九节说，你们做主人的待仆人也是一理，不要威吓他们，因为知道他们和你们同有一位主在天上，他并不偏待人。
And if you happen to be a boss, just be gracious as God is gracious to you.
所以你如果是做老板的话，你要知道你对你下面的人也要有恩典，就好像神对你有恩典一样。
And you may be a business owner.
你可能是个小企业主。
So you said, I do not have a boss.
你可能说我上面没有老板。
Actually, I think everybody has a boss. Even a business owner, their boss is the customers.
我觉得你就算你是你自己开公司办企业，你也是有老板的。你的客户就是你的老板。
Chapter 15, verse 12 says, "My command is this: love each other as I have loved you."
所以这个约翰福音十五章这里他就耶稣说我的命令就是这样，你们要彼此相爱。
So living in love is another essential way to live and for us to abide, for us to remain in Christ.
所以我们借着彼此相爱就是住在基督里了。
So before the Passover feast, Jesus knew the hour is coming.
在逾越节之前耶稣就知道他离世与神同在的日子到了。
And he loved his own who were in this world, and he loved them to the end.
他爱他的门徒并且爱他们到底。
Jesus showed that by washing the disciples' feet.
他用给门徒洗脚来表明他对他们爱他们到底。
So fathers wash their children's feet, not literally.
所以我们做父亲的要像用为孩子洗脚那个爱心来服侍你的儿女。
What is something that you think that is below your dignity, but something your children need?
你要想想有什么事情是可以你放下你自己的这个威严，能够来服侍你儿女的。
And children, when your father gets home at the end of the day, go give him a hug, because you have no idea what kind of day he had.
你们做儿女的，当你父亲下班回家了以后，你要给他一个拥抱，因为你不知道他今天在上班的时候遇到了些什么事情。
You all know I have a granddaughter.
你们知道我有一个孙女了，现在。
I smile every time I say that.
我每次讲到她我就笑。
So every Sunday evening I go over to their house.And most of the time, I cook for them and bring them dinner.
我每个礼拜天晚上就去看他。
So this is a father and grandfather duty.
这是做主、做爷爷的和做父亲的责任。
Once a month, I go over and watch Kaya, so Aaron and Danielle can go on a date night.
我每个月去帮他们帮我儿子和儿媳妇看看他们的孩子，这样他们可以出去有一个约会。
So I do everything they tell me to, how they take care of the baby, not necessarily the way I want to, but the way that they want me to.
所以我是去帮他们看孩子，所以他们叫我怎么看孩子，我就怎么做。
Yeah, I need to humble myself.
虽然说他那做法我并不见得同意，但是是他们的孩子，所以他们要我怎么做我就怎么做。
So, well, I change her diapers, I put her to sleep, I read to her. So this is, and I have not lost my touch.
我为这个孙女给她换尿布，给她哄着睡觉，给她睡前给她读书，我感觉到我还之前做几十年前做过的事，现在好像又回来了。
When I put her to bed, I left, and they asked me, "Did she cry?"
当我把她婴儿哄睡了以后，我就离开她的房间，然后我的儿子会问我说，她睡之前有没有哭啊
？I said no.
我说她没有哭。
So he said, "You should come over more often."
然后我儿子就说你要常来，他看来他喜欢你了。
Well, I know my Father in heaven loves me many, many times more, even though I know how much I love Kaya.
我知道我如何的这么的爱我的孙女，但我知道天上的父更加的爱我。
His love endures forever.
他的爱是直到永远的。
And his love or his long suffering awaits our growth to maturity.
他的爱我们，神爱我们，也在因着要等着我们成熟，他在处于一个因着在等待我们成熟的过程中，他变得反而要经过很多的苦，在看着我们，等着我们成熟，所以神也在 好像也在一个苦的当中。
As high as the heavens is above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him.
所以诗篇里面说，天离地何等的高，他的慈爱像敬畏他的人也是何等的大。
And His steadfast love is great to the heavens, and His faithfulness to the clouds.
又有一处诗篇五十七篇说，因为你的慈爱高及诸天，你的诚实达到穹苍。
John chapter 15 verse 13 says, Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you.
耶稣在十五章里面说，人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。
For God so loved you and me, He gave His one and only Son that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给一切相信的，赐给他们，叫一切相信的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
And God loved you and me even before we know His name or who He is.
神在你我还不认识他的之前，他就已经爱我们了。
And Jesus laid down His life for us, and there is no greater love than this.
耶稣为我们舍命，这没有这个爱比他的爱更大的了。
So what is our response to this love?
那我们对于神的爱，我们的回应是怎么样呢？
And like Romans 12, 1 and 2 says,Brothers, by mercy, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
所以罗马书十二章一节里面就说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God and what is good and acceptable and perfect.
十二章二节说，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Our faith will be tested.
我们的信心会被试炼的。
But just like Brother Bodishong said, and he said, when we are tested, when our faith is tested, that because we are connected to Him, that we draw our lives from Him, then this we know His will and.So we'd be able to discern what the will of God is.
伯弟兄上次讲到说，当我们被试炼的时候，因着我们与基督有生命的连结，我们会知道他的旨意是如何。
Also, it is better to give. It's more blessed to give than to receive.
另外又讲到施比受更为有福。
And we're, I belong to a networking group.
我有一个社团。
It's the one of the mottos is givers gain.
在这个社团，他们的宗旨就是说，当你施的时候，你反而得。
And if a secular organization knows this biblical truth is valuable even in business world.
所以这个社团它并不是一个基督教的团体，但是他们把这个圣经的原则用在他们那里也行得通。
So we are to obey His commands and And I think the ultimate satisfaction is that the Father will have the glory.
所以我们要遵守神的命令, 就是要给, 当我们给的时候, 神就得到荣耀。
And we will bear much fruit.
And
then we show that we are His disciples.
我们也因着遵行主的话, 的命令, 我们证明我们是他的门徒了。
So, I'm going to stop here.